What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, now, apparently, we're living in an age of vanity. That's according to JJ Clark, who is the assistant producer at the Irish Independent, and he's also a columnist. I'm also joined on the line by Ali Ryan, who's founder of Goss.ie. You're both very welcome to News Talk today.
Hi.
Hiya.
JJ, I'm going to start with you because you started all of this off by writing a piece saying that we're welcoming ourselves to an age of vanity. What do you mean when you say we're living in an age of vanity?
Well, basically what I mean is I suppose it's a time where an obsession with self and, you know, ourselves is, it's not only tolerated, it's encouraged. So I kind of hit upon this reality when I was in the gym about a week and a half ago. I walked into the changing room and there was a topless dude admiring himself in the mirror, kind of jutting his body out at weird angles and taking photos all the while. And I thought, you know, oh, he'd be a wee bit embarrassed when I walked in. But he just continued. He almost kind of moved around me to get a better shot of himself, get better angles. And I thought, that's interesting. And then, you know, I looked around and, you know, the world of LinkedIn is the same. There's a sort of self-promotion element that's kind of really in the zeitgeist at the moment. And it's, you know, it's part and parcel of having a phone in your hands. Your phone has become a mini mirror of sorts. And then there's sort of three tech advancements in the last 5 to 7 years that I see as sort of that have really kicked this age of vanity into hyperspeed.
Mm. Ali, what do you make of that? We're living in an era where we're kind of self-obsessed and a bit narcissistic now, and it's all to do with our mobile phones. But is it to do with mobile phones, or do we now all consider ourselves as our own little brand?
Yeah, I think it's more that than the phones. I think the phones definitely have advanced everything and made things more accessible. But I remember one of the first times I ever took a selfie was in 2008. I was on my J1 in San Diego and I'd brought a digital camera with me. And I remember literally turning it around and taking a picture of myself. And then I uploaded it in a computer center, which I queued up for. So there was no internet on my phone then. And then I uploaded it onto Bebo at the time. And I remember being like, this is so cool, because I grew up in a world where you'd see like models on the front page of magazines or models on the internet, celebrities on the internet. We never got to see ourselves in that scenario. And I think with social media really is where it's at rather than mobile phones. I think the social media element, I remember when Facebook first launched, it was this idea that you could create your own media, create your own brand. And the quickest way and easiest way to do that is to post a photo that's yours. It's your copyright. It's your intellectual property, as well as your own words. It's your image. And I think that's what it started out as. And I don't know if I'd say that we're all self-obsessed. Like, we definitely are into self-promotion, but I don't see that as a negative. Like, if you went back 20 years ago, some of the people now that we deem as like very successful business people, they would have had to have been written about by Forbes or the Sunday Independent to be noticed, to be recognized. Now they can put together one video on TikTok, blow up, sell out their product overnight, suddenly be asked on R&AM, suddenly being flown all over the world. I think it's incredible that we can use social media. So yes, there's pros and cons too. We can be a little bit obsessed, maybe a little bit too much, but on the flip side, people are creating opportunities for themselves that beforehand we had to hope and pray that it happened.
Yeah, but you mentioned there that, you know, years ago we used to have to look at magazines and see models on the front page of those magazines, and like the aspiration to be like them was, you know, a big leap. Now the problem seems to be that, you know, when we're looking at Instagram, when we're looking at LinkedIn, it's the normal people that you encounter in your life also seem to be striving for that perfect image. JJ, is that fair to say?
And I suppose that's the old Teddy Roosevelt quote, you know, comparison is the thief of joy. But when we're all mini influencers and ambassadors for ourselves, we look, you know, on a Tuesday night, for example, we look on our social media and we see our next door neighbor is in, you know, France, you know, sunning themselves in a restaurant. And we're like, well, I'm just in front of the TV. And so you sort of openly start to compare. And, you know, with the ease of which selfies are taken. So Ali mentioned, you know, in 2008, turning the camera around. But when you have user-facing cameras, i.e. the selfie camera on your phone facing backwards, not looking out at the world, you are, you know, it's ergonomically easier for your hand to take photos. Mm. And thus you become more aware of what you look like. And that follows, you know, that you become more aware how you look like compared with someone else on social media, and you become more aware of your flaws. So it's kind of like an insecure time where, compared with, you know, our primal ancestors, they would have hit upon their reflection in water in someone else's eyes, or maybe anthropologists think in, you know, glaciers. You might have occasionally seen your reflection, but now every time we open our phone, every time we see our profile in that little circle, we are aware of our own image, but images we are not.
Mm. Yeah, that's right, Ali. Look, I mean, for those of us who grew up without mobile phones, I even recall my late mother warning us about constantly looking in the mirror, which was something we also did. You know, but not to get that obsessed with, you know, how you look or how you're perceived every minute of the day. Any advice there, Ali, for people who find that they're maybe doing this a little bit too much?
Yeah, I definitely think, to be honest, Gen Z, as much as they're...
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.